muggers everywhere and the odd trucker too.
I'm not that odd.
Yes, you are. Anyway, it's Hutton Orbit Live, and after that epic teabagging session with Frontier, it's time for us to bring you all the news! We got a full studio, including for a second week in a row, Atrus 5060.
Good evening, Truckers! Atrus here. Yes, I've got Thargoids! Great big ones. Good thing this chair has a soft cushion.
Plus the usual motley crew of disembodied voices that are the Hutton Orbital News Team.
And now, the headlines. The Pilots Federation gives the system scan a little reach therapy.
The Major General and the Balls of Fire.
Bug kills bug killer.
Word warning as Deep Dark Dictionary dicks derail definitions.
Atrus limps home.
Lou has the in-depth report on the status of our systems.
And Norm is telling us how to use your mug wisely.
First tonight, worrying news that whilst the galaxy's inhabitants might have mods, and we're fixing that, it appears that the galaxy itself might have come down with a nasty dose. Yes, following an important update by the Pilots Federation earlier this week, an outburst of shirt-bored, stuttering, stammering deja vu, in fact deja who, actually, what's the word for heard that before? Glitches in the Matrix and jibber-jabber juddering has caused much consternation. The first iffy thing that the Federation found was the scanner, which appears to be spend a few extra seconds to find sources on planets. Either that or for some more of Alvin's fluffy hair has got stuck under the keys on my keyboard again. If, like me, you find that your fornicating around, then you clearly haven't installed the latest patch, and we suggest that you do so forthwith. We vigorously applied mugs to the codebase and cured it of viral mods.
Major General Noctivagus, either as a result of losing a bet or of the overconsumption of Aurarian vicious brew, undertook to rescue stranded passengers at Artemis Lodge this week. Pausing only to put his underpants over his best corduroy trousers, he tells us they don't need to be changed so often when worn this way, he boosted his clipper stationwards. It soon became apparent that the Major General had forgotten one thing, any forward planning whatsoever. Without any heat sinks, he really was putting his feet to the fire, and he quickly realised that he was no longer in the frying pan. Nocti tried gallantly to entice passengers into his now smoke-filled and rather smelly ship, but they all said thank you, but they'd wait for the next one. Undeterred, the Major General employed his Acme cattle prod. He's asked us not to mention that this is usually kept in his bedside table, so we won't, and encouraged 187 passengers to fill his hold, as his shields failed and his hull percentage counted down at an alarming rate. With the panache that is his trademark, no, really, his name is Major General Panache Noctivagus. He started his engine, as he's a rescuer, he calls the engine Everude, and sauntered from the station, keeping to the speed limits, and exited the mangled toast rack as his hull reached 1%. The passengers did all reach their destination, but it's unfortunate that they unanimously gave him one-star reviews. Luckily, this has not deterred the stalwart commander, who went on to rescue over 10,000 passengers over the weekend.
We have received a report directly from Commander Shoreside Customs regarding the recent shenanigans, the so-called visit to the bug killer. We apologise for the terse nature of this report, but we understand that it was dictated whilst the commander was running for Cubicle 3. Rampage and I set off from Aldin together. Within one jump, I got too close to a white dwarf, and it dropped out in the jet cone facing towards the star. Despite a valiant escape attempt on my part, it was rebuy time. When I finally arrived at the designated system, Rampage was already there along with Iceman and Bobby. Mia, Corey and Orkman joined us shortly after. Everyone was happily driving around in SRVs when a big nasty Cyclops came along. He scanned every ship and every SRV and seemed especially interested in Corey. After we had all scanned the various widgets, we had a 5k SRV race over to the SRV wreckage. Bobby came in first, with Iceman second, and I was a close and credible third. Once there, the team all scanned it to get the fourth and final part of the story. As we all posed for the obligatory selfies, Iceman's SRV spontaneously exploded. As we sat there in disbelief, another Thargoid turned up and started scanning us all. I decided that enough was enough. I'd had enough of being scanned and decided to angrily, and as it turned out foolishly, pot shot the Thargoid from my SRV. The Thargoid duly turned red, and within seconds, brave Sir Rampage's wing signal said, "Frame shift charge detected," and just like that, poof, it was gone. He needn't have worried, as the Thargoid must have done a quick threat assessment and decided that the little SRVs were of little danger to him. Unfortunately, Iceman had already taken off, and his aspects was right in Tharg's sights. It was a strictly one-sided battle. On the bright side, Iceman reappeared at Shindez, thereby saving him the flight home.
The Galactic English Dictionary has been thrown into disarray after a concerted campaign this week to attempt to subvert the English language and redefine words to mean something else entirely. Following the upgrade of the galactic market from static to dynamic this week, particularly with reference to the prices of the rarer minerals and panjarams of the printed word, have been positively inundated by messages from apparatchiks of the apparatus for alternative meanings, attempting to redefine the word nerfs. Whereas previously, the galaxy's void opal supply had a range of price bands from comfortably well off to wealthy, rich, stinking rich, and probably owns a tech company, stations now have leeway to add a few more tiers and, of course, tiers to the galaxy. They've inserted just enough to pay the mortgage, not enough to rebuy your Uberconda, and probably doesn't shop at Waitrose anymore to the list. This, as described by the AAM, constitutes a nerf, which they want redefined from its original meaning to now cover is no longer the way I like it and definitely not a shortcut to untold wealth in no time. This subversive galactic element are also attempting to redefine griefer as anyone who blows me up for any reason. Grind as enjoying your free time doing stuff. And that old favourite, developer, as someone who hates me and does things deliberately to cause upset. The GED and their associates around the galaxy, representing those who speak other languages, other than the GWD, who don't exist, Ouija not being recognised as a language, and in fact, in some systems, being treated as an illness, alongside that well-known mod symptom, Dutch, which masquerades as a disease of the throat. They have let it be known, in no uncertain terms, that the misappropriation of the English language is an offence punishable by ship destruction, carrying the same heavy fines as the misuse of the personal reflexive pronoun and, of course, the apostrophe. The apostrophe wars of 2700 caused the destruction of cities on Earth during the Peasant-Pendant conflict. It was no score draw, and the reenacts are often seen on social media platform Gullbook.
Evening, trackers! Atrus 5060 reporting in from the front lines with the latest intel on the Thargoids from Canon Research. My thanks go out to the Hackswing for helping get my damaged ship back to port. I've decided not only to report on the intel of the Thargoids, but to join our pilots out there on the front lines. You know, doing some good. Giving back. With a surprise attack in the Witchhead Nebula, the Pleiades, Eagle Eye is back online, letting us know where the Thargoids' investigations are taking place. Decoding this week's messages has revealed the Thargoids are targeting the following systems. Get ready with your pens and paper. Pleiades Sector DL-YD65, HR1183, Electra, oh, she's lovely, HRP1185, Tigetta, and Wellington. Hexwing Command will let you know which systems to focus on, and if combat is not your style, Commander, remember that Operation IDA, or Operation IDA, it's actually IDA, I'm sure it's IDA, needs your help repairing damaged stations. Someone's got to get old people off before they go cuckoo. Good luck out there, and see you on the front line, trackers. Remember, for the mug.
Incoming encrypted transmission. Decrypting. Decryption complete.
Stand by for a message from Haxcom Actual.
Well done, Haxwing. Humanity gave Tharg a gut punch and ended the last round of attacks within 4 days. There are no new stations under attack this week, but Aegis turned Eagle Eye off and on, and it's spitting out useful data again. At least we think it's working. We had switched midweek to helping out the Hive and the Pleiades, and we're going to stay right there to defend their systems. Start out in Taygeta. We're looking for a high kill count to discourage Tharg from making another attack, so go after the scouts for quick victories. Non-human signal sources, threats 3 and 4, will have the lowest number of scouts. Higher threats can have larger number of scouts, interceptors, or both. Now the bad news. We will have no concrete idea when we've hit Tharg hard enough and can move on to another system. We're going to have to make a gut check call after the weekend, so keep an eye on our briefing channels for updates. And if you're back home and heading this way, be sure to check the hot mess list on hot.forthemug.com. See if any of the stations out here need a mug, and bring some with you if they do. Get to your ships, keep an eye on the signal sources, and let's defend the mug.
Hexcom message complete. Defend the mug.
Encrypted transmission complete.
Me. Everywhere's fine. The bubble's fine. Colonia's fine. Leave me alone. I'm trying to deliver mugs. That bugger Ali Jack's already beaten to one station and us into another. Anyway. Delivering mugs, that's what you should all be doing. Have you seen how many they are to do? Bloody thousands! Speaking of which...
This week's community-created unofficial community goal launched earlier today. Lael Wolf of the Hutton Orbital Truckers, on behalf of his nibs Alfin Deefer, have put out a requisition and supply order for Hutton mugs to be delivered everywhere. The dastardly Don Antonacci has released a transmissible version of the monstrous mud disease on the galaxy and all throughout space. From Hutton to Beagle Point, from the Pleiades to Colonia, people are catching the lurgy. Mr. Benedetti of the Pilots Federation caught the tactical von version of mods earlier this week, and a number of his colleagues have been seen in public, okay, on Twitter, drinking Lemsip from a Hutton mug to cure themselves of various other afflictions. Even the January update seems to have caught a dose before being rapidly patched better with a mug and a there download. Your mission, should you choose to accept it, is to fly to Hutton, whether in solo or with friends, and collect as many mugs as possible. Current allocation is set at 68 mugs per pilot, but with friends you can grab as many as you like using the teabag method of hungry hippo loading. Then you install this little piece of software called the Hutton Helper, only from Lake on Spaceways, in your ship, so we can track your shenanigans and start delivering one mug to each and every station in the galaxy. Pilots are reminded that there are pirates around Hutton who want to rob you, as well as the dreaded automatic cleaning service that will rob mugs found floating in space. So beware, and whatever you do, don't dump your cargo while you're inside the 8 kilometer exclusion zone, or you'll end up on Cubicle 3 duties with Lou over in LHS 340. This mission will complete once every station in the galaxy with a commodities market has had a Hutton mug. If Thargoids burn any stations, we might need to fix them before we can deliver a mug. If any are on lockdown, we might have to save them. Good luck, Commanders, and remember, it's all for the mug.